Previously on the Media Matters.
No, I totally agree. And I'm so glad. I mean, I obviously can speak to this because it's my experience, but I'm so glad that you have that period after the class where mm-hmm. we're required to go through this cleanse or whatever. I mean, I'll say required.
You're going to go through the cleanse regardless of me or not.
Right. Do whatever the hell you want to do. But you give us very clear guidelines on what you can likely expect, how to handle it, what to do when, what to eat,
every single day.
Yeah, you guys, she breaks it down. Like Sophie really puts a lot of time and energy into this, and a lot of professionals do. And mm-hmm. so if not for that, like I would have bowed out. I would have been done, because I don't know how many times I came to you after level one and within that 21 day period. And even after that, where I was like, listen, I can't sleep. Like, I'm not sleeping. Things are touching me. I am hearing stuff. I am like, it was so intense. Mm-hmm. And without you, I think I would have been one of those students that said, I'm done. Like, I'm shutting this down. But at that point, there is no shutting it down. Like, it's with you forever on some level.
Yeah.
And to live like that on my own, I don't even know where I would be right now if not for all of that guidance, because it was scary as hell. And it's not just, I don't know how to word this. Like, it's not just feeling things or being woken up at night or things. I mean, it's physical things. Like, I suddenly have this ache in my freaking elbow that I've never had before, or I have, you know, like,
yeah, your body hurts.
Everything is going through a change. Everything.
Yeah.
And if someone doesn't explain that to you, then, and it's not because like, oh, we're talking about so much stuff and I forgot to mention, it's not that. Like, if they have a curriculum, that should be part of the curriculum. Mm-hmm. This is stuff you can expect, guys. This is what's coming. All of your bodies, they're going to experience some crap, and some of it's going to feel great. Some of it's going to feel super crappy. You may cry for days. You may not get out of bed for days. Like, it is.
Don't make any major decisions.
No. Oh yeah. My God.
Because you're going to be so wound up, but it's because all these changes are happening to you,
right?
And you made a conscious decision to do this kind of work. Well, in order to do energy work, you have to change, because you are now going to become a vessel for this type mm-hmm. of work. So your vessel has got to adjust. That's and true. Make changes, and it's not going to feel good. And one of the things that I have to say that is a huge pet peeve of mine, because we have a ton of energy teachers in this area, a ton of them. Mm-hmm. And I run into students of other teachers all the time, and they're going through a horrible transformation. And, you know, my teacher, one of my meditation teacher, you know, they'll be going through this because we're in the same class, and he'll say, well, Sophie can help you. And I'll look at him like,
no, she can't.
No, I can't, because I don't know
yeah.
what they took from that teacher. And to be honest, that teacher is the one that needs to make whatever energetic adjustments to their students to help them work through this. Mm-hmm. And I would never expect another teacher to take on responsibility for my students. You know, if one of my students is going through something, then I need to make an adjustment, and I can do that remotely.
Right.
So any teacher that does energy work that is really true, knows what they're doing, if their students are going through something, it doesn't matter how far away they are, we can do an adjustment.
Right.
We can tone things down and say, okay, but this is a little much. Let me do something for you to tone it down a little bit, calm it down, and you're going to be okay. But that's not something another teacher can do for somebody else, that because you're going through a transformation, and I don't know what kind of quickening you had. Mm-hmm. I don't know the lineage or who to tap into. And I shouldn't, because that's not my business to know, because you went to that other teacher. And a lot of times those students, they took classes like that. They went to their teacher, and they'll call the other teacher, and teacher's like, look, class is over. I'm done. Mm-hmm. And that's something you need to be aware of. Because energy work, there is a transformation period that goes on with the majority of them. I haven't been in every curriculum, so I can't say.
Right.
But, you know, one of the school that I am a member of, they do quickenings, and it is 12 weeks of crap. It sucks. Oh my God, it sucks so bad. But it's worth it in the end. But in the meantime, you're like, I don't know if this is worth it. And I can't undo the clock. But my teacher is there with me, just like I am for my students. So that is something you need to talk about. And it's hugely important. If you're new to energy work, you need to find a teacher that's going to give you that support system after that class is over. Mm-hmm. And some of those teachers are hard to find, but this might change some of their minds.
Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and tonight we continue our sessions with the one and only Sophie of this uber special series that will undoubtedly keep the answers flowing. So far, this series is really speaking your language, and I have to say, Sophie and I are so happy about that. This is what it's all about. You guys are also enjoying the So Chantel YouTube channel and sending me so many incredible messages. You have no idea how much I appreciate that. I mean, I'm not even going to waste more time talking about this, but you have no idea. If you don't know what I'm talking about, make sure you head to YouTube and check out So Chantel, which is the channel I created to show you all of the behind the scenes everything. And I do mean all. I can't wait to dive into part two of our series with you. So without further ado, let's skip all the fluff and get down to it because I'm impatient and I don't want to wait anymore. Here we go. Yeah. And I hope it does. I really do. I just, you know, and without you talking about this stuff, I honestly would not have known that there are teachers that just, you know, kind of wipe their hands afterward and they're like, all right, thanks, got my money and you got your
absolutely
class you signed up for and we're done. I can't imagine
contractually that's legally, yeah, that's correct. And I'm not knocking them for doing that because it actually depends on what it is. But at the same time, when it's certain types of energy work where there is a transformation happening, I feel like there should be a support system. Mm-hmm. And if there's no cleansing that happens afterwards, then hey, that's fine. Then yeah. you don't need to worry about anything. Of course, then I gotta wonder.
Yeah.
did anything really happen?
Right.
You know, because how can you be a vessel for energy work when no changes were made in you?
Right.
That's just my suspicion.
No, it's true. I agree. And so here's one thing that I have learned along the way with Sophie. If you have taken, we're going to use the word Reiki. I know you don't use mm-hmm. that anymore, but if you've done Reiki level 1, Reiki level 2, 3, 17, doesn't matter. If you've done it with a different person and you come to Sophie and say, I want to do your next, you know, your Reiki level 18, yeah. she is going to say to you,
no.
Yes.
And here's why.
Yes.
I've actually tested people that have wanted to jump in my level 2 and level 3 class. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm being too stringent. All right, let's have a test. And I'll lay on the table. They'll give me a session. I'm like, you won't pass level 1 test. Because I give them the level 1 test and yeah. they don't pass it. And it's not fair for me to take your money into level 2 and level 3 and you look dumbfounded because you didn't have the basics. Because every class builds on the other
right.
other class oh, God, before yeah. it. And I'm not going to spend level 2 trying to teach you level 1. And I'm not going to spend level 3 trying to teach you level 1 and level 2. Mm-hmm. So you need to know my basics for my class in order to be able to thrive and move forward. And I will say this. Every class, you're tested. You don't just get your certificate. You have to earn it. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different. You pay your fee. Sure. You come to class. Sure. You want your certificate? You need to take the test. Mm-hmm.
And so here's how it goes with each class, at least for me, I'll speak for me, but I'm pretty sure I can speak for my friends because I know them all. But so for each class, we do have a test. Like Sophie said, there is a final and you decide when you're ready to take that final and mm-hmm. she will give you all the time in the world. And with each course, the time between the end of the class and I'll actually say the end of the cleanse mm-hmm. from the end of the cleanse, which is 21 days mm-hmm. to the time you take your final increases with each course, because there's so much more that you have to learn and practice and absorb. And
I need your body to be ready. you know, I'm not expecting your body to be a strong vessel overnight. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Between level one and level two, there's a 6 month at minimum wait.
Yeah. Between, and ours was over a year.
Yeah. And level two and level three, it's a year wait. Because I just need, mm-hmm. I need your bodies to be able to handle the next bump up in energy. Because mm-hmm. it is a bump up. Mm-hmm. You know, level one, you deal with a certain surface area. Level two, you go a little bit deeper. Level three is pretty intense.
Oh, God. Pretty intense is not even the right
word. Not the right word.
Because, so there are three of us that I'm going to talk mm-hmm. about. And I will say me. I won't name the other two people. But the three of us did our level three together. And we have all, I don't know if they've done their finals. I don't think they have, but we have all experienced so many changes since we did our level three. And our level mm-hmm. three, we did in July of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now a year and a half out, correct. A year and a half ish out from that. And in that time, we have continued to grow, to learn. We have moved away from energy work because we've been sidetracked doing other things. And it's so crazy how we all got pulled around the same time. Mm-hmm. We've all been pushed back around the same time. It is the craziest thing. And like to see it from an outside perspective, I'm like, holy crap. Because when you're in it, you don't even notice.
Right.
So one of the things that I want to accomplish early in 2020 is to finish everything that I need to do in order to take my final, because I, for the last few months, have been feeling like it's like every moment I feel more and more drawn mm-hmm. to go right back. And whatever's coming is going to be intense, and but in a very magical way, not yes. intense. Like yeah. I'm going to be balled up in a corner, like, you know,
well, I don't know. Maybe.
God. No, it feels whatever it is. Like I can feel
the next level is pretty. It's going to be a pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Which, you know. Which is why the homework is so intense for level three.
And I'm so excited.
Yeah, the next level is going to be pretty intense, because it's going to be in another realm that you guys have never been introduced right. into.
I'm so excited. So I keep feeling this draw to get back in and to go basic. And there's something about going back to basic that's going to catapult me into wherever I'm supposed mm-hmm. to be. And so I've been getting back into doing the things that felt really good, like my crystal grids and meditation and all of these things. And it feels so amazing on a totally different level than I ever experienced before. But I had to go through all these changes. And that is why it's so important to have someone professional that you work with and you trust and you can bounce these things off of, and you have peers that you connect with and you can talk to away from class. And I'm going through this. What are you going through? And everybody's sharing stuff, and yes. you learn even more stuff. And it's all of it is super important. So I totally agree with you. If you're looking for someone, those are just some of the things that you want to think about. Like, you're allowed to interview them. And if they don't like it, that's not the right person.
Correct. And they should. And believe it or not, the teacher will probably interview you, too. Mm-hmm. I don't let just anyone into my class. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of get a feel for it. A lot of times it's like, oh, OK, you signed up. I think you're good, you know, type of things. But sometimes if I get that little, you know, caution sign with a particular person, I'll ask them some questions. Mm-hmm. And especially for the type of work or the type of teachings I do, I can't have anyone in my class that's on, you know, drug therapy for, you know, anything that's going on with their brain or personality or things of that nature. They can't handle the type of course I teach. Mm-hmm. That's not going to heal you. Matter of fact, it could make things worse. So that's why I ask certain questions. Are you taking any medications? What are they for? You know, what's your lifestyle like? Are you willing to give up certain things in your lifestyle in order to do this work? Because if you're into, you know, extracurricular activities that are, you know, drug related or alcohol related, this is energy work might work for you, but it may not be. I may not be the right teacher for you in that respect. Right. You know, what's going on in your life? What actually brought you? What brings you to the table to my class? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to ask those questions too. And it's fair. And I expect you to ask me questions because I think that's fair. It is an interview. Mm-hmm. And that's how it should be. And if someone doesn't want to be interviewed or they're not asking you questions back, you might want to, you know, think about what decision you're going to make before you give this person your money.
It's true. And I will say that in Sophie's case, this is not about making money. I have seen Sophie turn someone down for when it came to moving forward, to advancing mm-hmm. to the next level. I've seen it. And it was specifically about where you were just talking about. Mm-hmm. And you said you're not ready. And it was crushing to the person, but it was incredibly honest. They understood why. And it just was what it was. Like, yeah. And it was so wonderful. And this is already, we had done our level one mm-hmm. at a minimum, I believe. And it was really cool to see that, because whatever, you know, la-la feelings I had for Sophie, they totally increased right there, because I was like, yeah, all of that is totally validated. Like, she genuinely cares. And that is what you need to find. And it's not easy. Like, I have... I don't even know. I don't even know what I want to say about that. I know it's not easy. These are some of the tools that you can use to find your own Sophie. And if you want to have mine for a weekend, whatever, I'll let you borrow her, but it comes at a cost. Like, we both get a fee. I get a finder's fee for Sophie. But she's worth it. And Sophie does have people that come in from out of town to take her class, because mm-hmm. she is worth it. And she will put in the time and the energy. She goes through the cleanse with you. She answers these questions. I do. Yeah. So what the crap you're feeling, she's going to feel. She's going to go through it. And we won't get into the cleanse. That is part of your course. But I promise you, your sleepless nights or your crying fits or whatever, like, she knows about it and she's going through it with you. And I mean, I don't know anybody more dedicated. And, you know, to be fair, I'm not knocking anyone out there that does this for a living. You're the only person I know. And mm-hmm. I, you know, at some point I'm going to have to meet other people, because you're going to decide to leave me, but I don't want to. I don't want anybody else. But well, it's part of the growing process. I understand that. And there are things I'm going to want to explore at some point that you don't necessarily work on.
Right.
And, you know, you might be able to guide me. Someone else might be able to guide me. And, you know, that's a future conversation.
And I think it's really important that you learn from a variety of teachers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I even put that in my book. You should learn from a variety of teachers.
I remember that.
The whole point of my course is to help open up to your own talents. And the reason why I dropped the word Reiki is because every person that comes into my class has a different gift. Mm-hmm. And my point is to help you discover that gift and then grow with that gift.
Right.
And then once you mature enough, you're going to fly off and learn from all sorts of different people, mm-hmm. And have different experiences. And you should. And, you know, I know several students are way more powerful than I am in certain areas. And that is so awesome, because before they didn't even realize that they had the ability to do that. Mm-hmm. They just needed a technique to go by.
Right.
And then since then, they've refine that technique and come up with something on their own, and they're completely powerful mm-hmm. in what they do. And that's what a teacher should be. A teacher should be helping, opening the doors for mm-hmm. the students' talents, not mm-hmm. pushing on, you know, my talents on somebody else. Right. That's not even possible. It's the quickenings are just opening the door and then helping to explain what's going on with that person and their unique situation, and then help them guide through it to go even further, deeper, and then just really flower.
It's true. It's true. Your teacher should be that catalyst that helps you to,
yes,
to get there. And to, yeah, it's, I just can't say enough, like, how grateful I am to have that, and to have the Reiki shares, and to have just this whole support system, so to speak, because I think I would have quit a long time ago. I really do. And I'll say, you know, I talked a little bit about the growth and how long it's been mm-hmm. since, like, we did level three, and we were so pumped to do level two. We were so pumped to do level three. We're so pumped to do level four.
Except for one. She's a little terrified.
Oh yeah.
She's like,
but she'll be there.
She's like,
I know she'll be
she's
there.
Like, demons? What?
What?
I was like, not calm down. D-word. It's okay.
Yeah. You'll be fine. We'll protect you. So, you know, as excited as we are, I know that once we get there to do the next set of classes, we are super grateful that we had the time in between. And that has not been more evident to me than right now when we've had all this time since level three. And I personally have gone through so many changes, and it blows my mind when I think back and I'm like, man, I was such a different person when I did level one and mm-hmm. two and three. And I remember in level one when all of these things started to open up for me and I became comfortable with the abilities that started to surface for me and the things that I started to accept. And I was so like, you want a reading, you want a reading, you want a reading, like I can talk to your people for you. Mm-hmm. And I like once things started to really change in my world, and it was like before level three even happened. Mm-hmm. It was like a shutdown where I was like, I can't, like there was this level of responsibility that hit me like a ton of bricks, and this paralyzing fear and like all of these different things where I was like, I know I want to do energy work, but what kind of energy work do I want to do? Because
right.
like, I don't know if I have it in me to be responsible for these things that people want out of me. And that is how it is. Like, mm-hmm. and I won't speak for you, but I know for me, it's like when I talk to someone, when I get interviewed on another podcast, it's like, can you do a reading? And I'm like, that is the first question that comes up.
I know.
One of the first, and everybody wants to know who's with me, who's, and it's fun to know that. I get mm-hmm. it. I totally get it. And I mean, I love when someone can tune in with me and say, oh, hey, you know, there's this person with you, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think it's super cool. And overall, I think it's really cool when you tune into your abilities, whatever they are. And yes. that could be like, you're an amazing singer. You are fantastic at setting, you know, doing Lego cities, whatever. Like, it doesn't have to be yeah. this, you know,
correct.
But I just like, I don't know. Like I've changed so much, and then I've also stayed the same. Like there's such yeah. a weird, like, I don't quite know how to explain it, but, and I think that is where
a better you.
Yeah. A different, an evolved me. And I feel more like an adult, but I still feel very much like a child.
I'm a child in an adult body.
Thank you. Yes. Like I feel.
I totally admit to that.
Yeah. My exterior is more adult.
I have unicorns in my bathroom and mermaids.
Listen, in my heart, I have unicorns everywhere and rainbows because that will forever be my soul, mm-hmm. like who I am, like at my core. But as time has gone on and I'm in these last few months getting called back into like just feeling this draw to get back into the energy work, that is where I am really, this is the time now where I'm weighing that and I'm trying to decide which road I want to take in this energy work, because there are so many different roads. And absolutely. Do I want to be predominantly doing readings for people? Do I want to, and you know, I mean readings in any format, that right. is so many things. That's, you know, communicating with your loved ones that have crossed over, communicating with your, you know, support team in the spiritual realm. That is tarot reading. That I mean, it is the gamut. Mm-hmm. There's so much different stuff, but I don't know. I don't know what that is. And I'm trying to figure that out. And maybe level four will help me to get there.
Right.
And until then, what I decided is I'm not doing readings. I'm just not. I'm not going to do anything that I'm not comfortable doing. I will put it off. And, you know, I think I've said before on the show, at some point I will do readings mm-hmm. again, I believe. And when I do, I will start with a small circle and move, you know, make it bigger. I don't know. Like, we will let the people decide, not, you know, the people, but my energy people, help them, you know, I will mm-hmm. let them help me to figure that out. And until then, I'm just going to be comfortable in this place. And that feels good because mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, 2 years ago, I would have been comfortable with that. I would have been like, I want to do readings, or I want
to. You didn't even want to come to level one.
You know,
girl. I was like, I almost didn't drive here.
I know. Like, really? I was so scared. So I remember, you know what I was thinking about recently? And this is a small tangent, guys. But so I remember before level one happened, and I don't know if I've talked about this on the show, but let me break it down for you guys. Before level one happened, I one night was like chilling at home. I'm reading all these things about energy work and whatever, and like communicating with your loved ones and like for whatever reason. And Sean, my ex-husband, had come out of, he was like walking to the game room or so, I don't know, like he's standing in the hallway and I'm sitting in the living room looking at him, and he's got the light on in the game room where he's about to walk into, and I suddenly see this, like, it's almost like heat rays. Do you remember me saying this? I said this at the beginning of level one. So I suddenly see it looks like heat rays. So when there's a super hot surface like asphalt, and there's there's a crap ton.
And she said it anyway.
I know. Bleep that out. So there's like a crap ton of heat coming off the surface. And it's like you can see that vibration. Yeah. That is what it looked like around him. And I remember feeling my body move back into the chair. And I'm just staring at him like, what in the hell is that? And that was the first time that I can remember that I saw something physical that was not like a person. Mm-hmm. It was just this energy. And I was like, what the crap? And then like 2 days later, I'm talking to one of my friends at work and I see his aura. And I'm like, okay, I think like something has busted up in my head because there's a lot. Like it was stuff just happening. We get to level one. We are doing our intros and we're sitting around the table and Sophie's talking to us. And so have you guys experienced anything in the last few days? And the other two people in the class were like, no, whatever. And I was like, well, like, I got mine, yours. Oh,
they had stuff too.
So it was just like, it was so crazy. Just like in preparation.
I told y'all why though, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, you did tell us why. And I'm not going to say why.
Right, oh, you can now. Say why.
You can?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So do you want to say why?
So I will say this, and it's a fair warning. Anyone who signs up to my class, when I receive your payment and everything, that means you are in. And when you are in, that
you're locked
means
in. Yes.
That means a few days before the class, I remotely yes. activate some things within you.
Sophie
for each of the students.
Lasso.
And so you'll experience a few changes. Anywhere from
a few
10 days before the class, typically. And it'll just be a few little changes, just kind of change things, because that's my way of kind of, I was like, well, you signed up, you're in. So I'm going to unlock a couple of your doors and just get you warmed up a little bit.
Yeah.
So that when you come to class, we have things to talk about. I'm not being mean.
It's true.
But
no,
it's so we have things to talk about so that, because otherwise if I wait until the first day of class, I wait till you do your, you know, the quickening and things like that. Now I got to wait another few days to figure out, okay, what's going on? You know, what's this person's hidden talent that we're looking
That's
to
That's what
innovate?
I was
going to
say. It's got to be helpful for you to
it,
know
It
in
is.
Advance.
It's helpful. It's helpful as it for yeah. me. So I'm cheating a little bit. But yeah, about 10 days before I'll activate mm-hmm. some things in each of the students. I unclick a couple things so that we have something to talk about. And then that way it gives me, every class that I've taught has been different because the people that show up drive the class. I mean, the manual changes here and there, but the people drive the class. So I tailor the class based on what the people show up, and doing this click turn on for each of the students helps me to prep myself, like, okay, so I've got someone that can read auras. Okay, I've got someone who's a very strong medium that's clairvoyant. I've got someone here that is very claircognizant or is very aura. I'll know generally by, you know, the responses I get back from these people. And then we'll tailor the course according to each of these people.
It's an experience. And so when we went to level two and level three, my friends and I were like, did Sophie turn you on? I got turned on last night. So not the dirty turn on, guys. It's the Sophie turn on, because we know now, or we have a pretty good idea of when it happens. And it's not because we're like, oh, it's so many days out from class, like it's coming. It's not that.
Yeah.
Because
I'm not very consistent either.
No. And I didn't know
I was
that.
Like, hey, tonight's a good night. I got nothing else to do. Let me just turn boop, boop, boop on.
Let me play. Yeah. So I remember for level two and level three when it happened, and I was like, okay, I'm thinking this is part of the activation phase.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is very, very interesting. So I do want to ask you, if you did this, so this is not your full-time job, you have a day job.
Mm-hmm.
If you did this full-time and you taught classes full-time and you did energy work full-time, let's just talk classes.
Okay.
How many classes do you think you would comfortably do, knowing what your curriculum is,
mm-hmm.
and you have the cleanse afterward, you go through this this process after. So how many classes do you think you could comfortably do in like a month, a year?
Well, for level one is actually the hardest class for me to teach, because the students come in, they're raw, completely yeah. raw and
super dirty.
And oh my goodness, it's out of control. They come in with a posse that may or may not should be with each one.
Right.
So as a teacher, it's a lot of work for level one. So level one, no more than 3 times a year,
mm-hmm.
Just because of how incredibly intensive it is for me as a teacher. And there's a reason why I actually invite the advanced students to come, and an advanced student will come help me with that. And the reason why I have an advanced student there is because if something gets a little too much, there's another reason why my classes are super small, because I am monitoring the energy of each person in there. And then the advanced student is also given an assignment. So it kind of takes a little bit off of me. I was like, okay, I need you to do this. And they'll do that, whatever assignment I give. But that is the main reason why my classes are so small. I would never have a class with 20 people in it. No way. I would have to shut off, and there was no way that I would be able to control the energy in the room. And I'm very meticulous about controlling the energy in a room when there's beginners.
Yes.
Now, level two and level three, that's easy. I can do those several times a year, because you guys, by then the students have matured. They have a grasp of what's going on with them. They can control themselves a little bit better. But level one, yeah, no more than 3 times a year. And also, I'm going through the cleanse too. I'm going to need a break.
Yeah.
You know, because the cleanse can be pretty intense.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it, depending on where I am in my state of life too, because I'm going through the cleanse, which means I'm going to be cleaning stuff out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I could be really clean or I could be super dirty, but either way, stuff's going to come out. So I might want to give myself a little bit of break, you know. So yeah, no more than 3 times a year for a beginner class. And then like level two and level three cleanses aren't too bad. The level one, I think those are more intense, because I do also continue to monitor students,
mm-hmm.
to have an idea of what they're going through. It's kind of like, well, you know, someone stomped on your foot. Well, I kind of feel a little bit about that too.
Right.
Hey, something stomped on your foot. Let's see what we can address with that.
Yeah. So I asked that question because I do genuinely want to know, mm-hmm. genuinely want to know what that process is like for you. And I know a little bit mm-hmm. about that, but I also asked because I want you guys to be aware of what it actually takes for a good teacher to do a course. So when you are interviewing and looking for a teacher, that's one of the questions you should ask. How many times a year do you do this? If your teacher is... or the prospective teacher.
A lot of teachers, they don't go through the cleanse.
Right. Well, that's what I mean is yeah. If they're turning out a class every weekend, for me personally, that is a red flag. You are not following up with your students. You're not protecting them. You're not tuning in energetically. You have wiped your hands of them and you have moved on yep. to the next paycheck. And that is a problem for me. So for me and the way I have come up in energy work, I prefer your method where you say we're going to have quite a bit of time between classes. And that's not just the classes you guys are taking as you advance. That's the classes that are for level 1, 2, and 3 mm-hmm. and 17 and so on. And I think that's a good thing because you need that time. And as you guys heard a few minutes ago, you know, the evolution is real. The stuff you go through is so real and it will knock you on your butt. Sometimes in good ways, sometimes in ways that you just did not expect. It could be mm-hmm. bad. It could be in the middle. But I mean, one of my friends, I remember her telling me even before I did my level one that she went through this period of time. And I want to say it was during her cleanse where these emotions came up that she thought she had put to rest and she cried for days. Mm-hmm. And she just it knocked her out. And I was like, what? So this is not a selling point for me to go take this class. I was like, I'm sorry, but I don't think you're selling this right. So that is one of the things I would say you need to be concerned about. And you need to know how many classes someone is doing every year. And if they let you in willy-nilly and say, oh yeah, just, you know, come be a Reiki master, come to my level four, and you've never done a class with them, that's a problem. What else are they teaching? And are you comfortable giving anyone a little bit of insight into your curriculum if they're not a student? Like if they say, what can I expect to learn, you know, if I stick with you for, you know, 100 years?
That's a long time. I don't want to live. First of all, I don't want to live that long. No, I don't have a problem at all. Because the first thing I'm going to tell them is that, you know, level one, you learn the basics. You know, you learn your hand positions. You learn about the chakras. And then we unlock some doors in you and we start trying to figure out what has driven you into this field. Right. Why are you interested? And this is where I start to interview the students. Right. Like, why are you interested in this? What has brought you to my door? And then we have a flow through conversation from there. So the bulk of what a student will learn in my class, they can't learn from asking questions. Right. Because it's something you have to experience.
It is so true.
You know, and I will say this, you know, you'll get work done on you and you'll do work on other people and you'll do work on other people you don't know. Mm-hmm. Because I will make you work hard. Mm-hmm. It is not one of those, hey, we sit down, and we do sit down. I make everybody read out of the book. You get a section, you read out of the book, because I'm not going to say, oh, hey, I want you to take this manual home and read it. Because you know what? Nobody ever does that. So we're going to read it at the table, take our turns. We're going to ask questions. We're going to do the Rehu. And then the rest of the time, you're going to work. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why in level one, I say you might want to bring an extra set of clothes because you're probably going to sweat.
And lot. I didn't, but we do know people that have like completely drenched their clothes.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot. Your little body, especially at the beginning, just doesn't mm-hmm. know what is going on. And it's,
you feel like you have the flu sometimes.
You yeah. do. Yeah. It is super intense. And I am so glad you said that, because I think another important thing is the hands-on. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier when we were talking about meditation that you could do this stuff on YouTube. You could do this stuff
absolutely
reading from a book, but you don't have that one-on-one time, or not even one-on-one. You don't have that in-person communication mm-hmm. and assistance from a trained professional. And it's so important to have that.
Well, not just that. Imagine this. You're in a class with 5 other people. Okay. You're doing energy work. In that class, when you unlock your door and you start figuring out your talents, you'll be able to see the energy emitting from the teacher and from each of the students. And then you'll be able to feel their energy as each student and teacher works on you. You can't replace that Mm-mm. out of a book. You can't replace that out of YouTube. You just can't.
You can't. And no knock on anyone doing it, you know, as an author or on YouTube, like no knock at all. That stuff should be
that's backup. That's
thank you.
That's it's a review. It's yeah. a supplement. It's an absolute supplement. But an in-person class, no matter who you learn from,
yeah.
You just can't replace that hands-on work. And that's critically important to energy work. Think about it as a surgeon. You know, do you want to get surgery from a surgeon that watched a YouTube channel on how to do surgery? You know,
And then to top it off,
there's not enough camera angles. Yeah.
Let's say blindfolded, because if you're doing it by yourself, that's really what you're doing. You're going yeah. blind.
And I mean, you know, hey, I took this YouTube channel on how to do heart transplants. Well, I'm sorry. There's not enough camera angles,
you know,
to make me figure out how many blood vessels and things that you reattach there in order to feel mm-hmm. good about. Well, energy works kind of the same way. You need to be able to be in the moment, be present in the moment, physically there, because your physical body is part of that energy.
It's true. And I would say, I think you know, the doctor analogy is fantastic. This is very much like going to med school and then going through your internship. It really yeah. is. Like, it has to be hands-on. This is
why I'm licensed by the state of Florida.
Yeah. This is,
I had to go to school for this.
I understand. I understand why. I would not right now, or in a year, sign up to be like teaching this stuff. There is no way in hell, because there is so much that comes with it. Your teacher needs to feel such a deep sense of responsibility for you, for the material that they are sharing and imparting on you. It just has to be that way.
And they got
to
be strong enough to handle what comes through their door.
Right. Agreed. Because there have been times in class where we have stopped what we're doing so Sophie can escort someone out. And I don't mean a physical.
Or do
someone.
An exorcism.
Yes.
We've done two now. Was it two? Yeah, we've done two. Yes. We did one in a share and then one in a class, I believe.
Yes.
Or was they both in shares? I can't remember.
No, one was in a class. You're
right. One was in a class. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not kidding about the exorcism.
No, because it's true.
You need it. That is part of energy work, like it or not.
Mm-hmm. And so we're not talking the Hollywood exorcism. It's a little bit different. It was far calmer, but still equally as intense and creepy. It was creepy for me. Like the first time
I
saw it.
It's calmer because it's not on Hollywood.
Yes. There are no cameras rolling. But I kind of wish there were because I'm like, I need other people to see this crap. Because, and the first time it happened, we were all working on someone. And from behind me, I hear this subtle commotion of like, yeah, I'm on my way and whatever, whatever. And Sophie went over and I mean, it was like she acted very quickly. She knew what to do. She saw it coming. And from my recollection, you saw that coming even long before we got on the tables mm-hmm. to start doing work. She knew what was up when class, I think even before class started.
Yeah.
And this is actually the person that you ended up saying, you're not ready. Like you Correct. Need to chill and mm-hmm. sit back, sit this one out. And, you know, we'll work on it together. I'll let you know when, you know. And I love that, but it was a different experience. Yeah. And the second time, the setting was quite smaller and it was during a share. And I mean, we've talked about that one on the show. That one was with Lily and it was such a random experience. And I
had her lay face down. I was like, she's going to punch me if I don't do this. I was going, why don't you lay face down? What? Just don't worry about it. Just
yeah.
lay down.
Yeah. Because I didn't want to see your face change. No, it was no, really...
No, she can't swing as easily.
Yes. And if you guys remember, I don't remember what episode that is. I'll try to link it in the show notes if I can find it. But I remember Marie and I working on Lily's body while Sophie was at her head and handling that situation. And if you guys remember, Lily had said in the episode... Yeah, when you guys got to my hands, I had to... So her hands were stretched out. Like, I mean, they were stiff as a board because she was fighting within herself to not squeeze our hands because in her head, it was squeeze and twist. Mm-hmm. And I was like, girl, I'm so glad you fought that hard because I'm fond of my hands and I need them for many things. But it happens. And she was very aware that something was up. And I don't know. I mean, we would have to talk to Lily specifically, but is that because she had gone through some levels and was able to recognize things faster? It could be a myriad of things as mm-hmm. to why she was able
and
to
no
recognize
that. No one's immune
that.
To that.
No, no
Believe
one.
It or not, no one's immune. I've been through it twice.
Because she was a level 3.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, Lily's been advanced far longer than we have. And I mean, you're right about that. I'm so glad mm-hmm. you said that because it's just like when we were talking about meditation. Mm-hmm. It does not matter how far you are on this road. Like things are going to happen and you're going to keep growing. You're going to yep. keep experiencing these things. You're going to get hitchhikers. It's just going to keep happening.
Right. And I have a support system too. You know, I have friends and teachers that if something like that happens to me, I know who to go to mm-hmm. that is on a different level from I am. And they're able to help me out. You know, we work together in order to do the extraction. So, you know, a support system, I'm mostly a solitary person, you know, mm-hmm. I'm a solitary mystic on the majority of the time, but that doesn't mean I completely isolate myself from every single person on the planet. I only do that in my social life. but when it comes to energy work, there is a support system. There has to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how you evolve. That's how you grow. It's how you learn. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can't express anything more important than finding, you know, key people. You don't need 10 people, a couple people, you know, however, but there needs to be full trust there. And there needs to be someone that has your back. It could be your teacher, it could be your friend, or anything of that nature. And if you decide to do energy work, ask a friend. You know, you might have a friend that's interested. Please don't coerce them. Because yeah. if you do and they start going through the cleanse, they might want to kill you.
Mm-hmm. With good reason.
Yeah, with good reason. It's like, well, you didn't tell me about this stuff. But, you know, it's good to have a support system. And it's good to have, you know, to pick a support system where you can get checked on a regular basis. And even if that means making an appointment with your teacher, you know, because there's a lot of people that teach and do these services. They got to eat too. You know, licenses aren't free. Continuing education courses that are required by our license are not free. Insurance is not free. Food is not free. So,
yeah,
you know, that whole bit about where energy work should be free. No, it shouldn't.
Friends, that's a wrap on part two of this series with our resident Sophie. We hope you enjoyed this thought-provoking content as much as we did. Thank you guys again for joining us for another Can't Miss episode and tuning in week after week. We seriously love you so, so much. Don't forget to hang with me on Twitter at Media Matters and on Instagram at The Media Matters for even more love straight from my very heart. And for a mega dose of all things behind the scenes, check out the show's sister content on YouTube on the So Chantel channel. It is seriously as behind the scenes as it gets. While you're there, subscribe, click the notification bell so you get notified every time a new video goes live, and be sure to click like on those videos because all of that really supports my channel and I mega appreciate it. And if you want to hang with me on the So Chantel Instagram page, make sure you follow me at So Chantel. With that, you guys, we're donezo for the night. But we're back next week with an all new episode of The Media Matters, which is going to be part three of our series with our very own Sophie. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, may your days be supernatural and extraordinary. Good night, you guys.